Blog Talk Radio.
How big is your vision? Is it one that'll help you to get through the tough times? It should be. Doesn't matter what you want to work on, you have the ability to achieve. You need to take the time to figure it out.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Take the time to figure it out, and we're here to help you do it. Welcome to Leverage Me Too and Quantum Success Motive Visions Joy Talk on Blog Talk Radio. What a privilege I have for you today. A privilege, I say. We have the privilege of having Joanne Meekins, author, speaker, coach, and head of Inspired For You Ministries, LLC, here, present and accounted for, to talk to you about how we can be more enlightened, have more encouragement, and be empowered. Dr. Superwoman, okay, I know it I may be adding a little bit to it, but Joanne, thank you for coming. How are you today?
I am absolutely wonderful and so pleasurable to be here. I'm just so happy. My soul is satisfied, and I'm just grateful for the opportunity that we came into the same realm of connected people.
Amen to that one. I tell you what, the way things unfold simply affirms that there's a divine plan at hand, and you are being obedient to that spirit, and so am I. Thank God for that. Tell us a bit about yourself.
Well, what I do is I write from what I've lived and seen. I speak from what I've written, and I publicly communicate lessons through various venues, such as my inspirational books, my articles, my blog, my social media posts, my newsletters, and my videos. And I'm also a publisher. I publish books, and I help aspiring and new entrepreneurs project a professional image and a consistent online presence with their social media networks, their websites, and their blogs. I do things like set up social media pages, and I edit and I format, you know, their writing and documents and their websites, and just offer suggestions and show those that desire to know how to do it for themselves. And I have I'm providing a new service now for radio and conference call hosts and speakers where I convert the call into a YouTube video to expand their exposure through that channel. So that's what I do for all my appearances, and so I offer that to other people as well.
What comes to mind when I hear someone speaking that has such dynamic activity going is, okay, but what do you do with your free time? I don't see how you have it. That is marvelous. 24 hours in a day, you fill it up. How do you do that? How can you accomplish so much with only the same 24 as the rest of us? Is there something that you're doing?
Well, you know, I'm losing sleep. I'm a night owl.
I believe that.
You know, I'm up all night long because I love what I do. And so when I get excited and I grab onto a project, you know, I have to make myself stop. Well, you know, I have a dear heart in my life who will call me and say, come up for air. You know, this is my accountability partner. You know, to tell me, take a break, step away, you know, so that's always helpful.
Well, that's powerful, and that is fantastic. I can see that. I understand that very well. I'm accused sometimes of maybe putting in a little more time, but that's what life is, being alive and being passionate about what we're doing. Let me ask you, how did you, well, I can't say fall into it. How did you come to realize that not only was this in you to do, but that you could do it?
I'm going to just say it like this. You know, I believe that I'm called and purposed to enlighten, encourage, and empower from the inside out, you know, using my gifts to inspire hope, strength, and faith, and increase self-awareness. I believe that's why I was born and went through the challenges that I was blessed to overcome. And I knew early on that my being molested as a child, raped as a teenager, married because of loneliness, divorced because of neglect, feeling spiritually compelled to twice resign from jobs in a 10-year span to live on purpose, exhausting my finances, receiving public assistance, facing eviction, returning to my childhood home, and abruptly becoming a caregiver, I knew it would all be for the benefit of others that would show up in my life and as God enlarged my territory. And my experiences and lessons grew, healed, and transformed me through many years of feeling voiceless, undervalued, and victimized to become a vocal, valued, and victorious woman of faith. And so because of what I've gone through, I seek to help other women do the same as me in overcoming it.
Wow, I you know, it takes my breath away. Now, I have to tell you, when you put it all, you were able to get it all succinctly, but the depth of it, the depth of the challenge and the pain does not speak to that which it takes to overcome it. Now, you hinted on it, but I'd like for you to tell the audience, because there may be someone who right now is experiencing a powerful pain, a struggle, a turbulence that's dark and ominous, such as you've described. What would you say to someone who's in the midst of the storm?
I would say to trust God. You know, there's nothing that I got through or came through I could do. I wouldn't even be here now if it wasn't for God, because I would have literally lost my mind. Because a lot of stuff happened, you know, from childhood and, you know, growing up. And I didn't grow up in the church. I didn't, you know, come to know God until I was 21. So, you know, going through this experience that I had, I just said, you got to know him. He's the one. I know that if I had him, and I don't regret how my life went, because I would have not been, I would not be who I am today. But had I known him earlier, I could have circumvented a whole lot of stuff, you know, because I would have had an anchor, and I didn't have that. And I was always the kind of person who, you know, felt like I have to know the answers. You know, I had questions, and it wasn't enough because you said so. I needed to have an understanding, and I didn't have that, you know. So had I had an understanding, I could have avoided some things. But since I didn't, I learned through some things, you know, and that's why I'm here. You know, my story, you know. I want to give a little background to where some of my issues stem from, how I came out of it. And so when I was a child, I was considered like an old soul. I was predominantly a smart introvert, and I felt like my friends assumed that I always did the right thing and knew the answers. But that made it difficult for me to be authentic. I felt misunderstood. I felt typecast and uncomfortable admitting when I didn't know something. I didn't want to disappoint, so I kept silent. Then as a teenager and a young adult, I felt that other people's opinions or feelings and desires were more important or valuable than my own. I didn't want to hurt anybody's feelings, and because I continued to keep silent, I found myself in places and relationships and situations that I did not desire and were not in my best interest. I thought the ways of the world were sad and corrupt, and that I, as one person, could not make a difference, and that my vote didn't count. I only read the comics and the horoscopes and newspapers, and I didn't vote till I got saved and started going to church at 21. You know, and then as an adult, that's when everything switched for me. The church really literally changed my life. I began to learn the things of God and who I was in God. My world opened up. I traveled. I trained. I got involved. I accepted responsibility. I became a servant leader and teacher. And using my gifts and my knowledge to enlighten, encourage, and empower became the full-time desire of my heart.
Well, hold it now. You're hitting this so hard and so well. I want to make sure that the audience doesn't miss it.
Okay.
What was the turning point? What was it that got you from the space of desperation to overcoming an empowerment? You said
well,
it, but...
Right. Well, okay. Well, my first, when I was desperate, was after I was raped in college. And that was when I was 17. And so at that point, and then I had the people that were around me really wasn't in my best interest. And I, as a trusted person, did not know how to, you know, really fathom that. And that's when I began to call out to God, who I did not have a personal relationship, because I felt like I couldn't live in this world with knowing how people were and how I was. I didn't know how to be me and be safe. And so I asked
yes.
God, after you called out for God to come into my life to help me. Now, I didn't really know what salvation anything was, but I knew I needed help from a higher power. That was the beginning of me on my spiritual journey toward God, you know. And so, that was my first acknowledgement that, I need help. I'm desperate. And then he just sent people into my life. Like, I got involved in the Christian club in school. And, you know, he blessed me with some people who were connected with the church, and I started going to church with them, and then that ended up becoming my church home, you know, and that's when I began to, you know, learn this stuff. And then, well, I started taking responsibility, you know, I just got involved because I loved God, you know, I was like, where you been? You know, so I started going to classes and getting involved in small group ministry and stuff and taking on leadership roles. And, you know, that's when I realized that my vote does count. I do matter. You know, I can make a difference.
And so the true shift there is you called out. I know that frequently that we feel like we're all alone and God is standing right there, but there's a wall that we've created over time, and lo, he knocks, and if you open the door, in he comes, and then your world began to change. Now, that sounds right?
Yeah, it does. It did, but let me just say, it didn't happen overnight now, because I called out for him at 17. I didn't get saved.
I was going to say, you were
17.
There you go. Okay, but things began to shift. And you were feeling better, but you still were struggling. You were still in it. Is that right?
It's
not
very
right.
True. It's very true.
Go ahead.
It's a process. It's a process, you know. It really is.
Okay.
But it starts with the acknowledgement that you need help and asking God for it and then watching him work it out.
Mm. Wow. Okay. Go on.
So, like I said, that was a corner to me. It opened up, you know, getting involved with God really changed my life, and it really gave me purpose, and I just learned how to speak up a little bit better, you know. I started reading a lot, and I realized that I had some power, you know. God gave me dominion and power, and I started learning about that and learning who I was in him. And that's really what made the difference.
How old were you then now? I'm just trying to follow your pattern.
Okay, well, you know, once I started at 21, I got a bustle. So now I'm about 23, 24. Because now I'm starting to work, you know, go out into the world and, you know, finding out, you know, because the work world was interesting too. You know, I graduated with a degree, and I didn't, you know, everybody was telling me that I didn't have enough experience. But how do you get experience, you know, if you don't start working? You know, so I started out at temp jobs. So I graduated with a degree in community mental health, you know, so I was trying to go to social work while and do those kind of things. But like I said, I was getting, you know, told that I didn't have the experience. And so I went to a temp agency and started working that way. But, you know, people, I found out that, you know, the politics and jobs and stuff and the prejudices and everything was really disheartening for me. But that's when I began to read a lot and learn that I can, you know, I don't have to settle for stuff. You know, I can take a stand and say, no, that is unacceptable. And you see, I used to be very silent. I never spoke up. So
okay.
That was the beginning for me. That's why one of the, you know, I just completed a book series called Living a Vocal, Valued, and Victorious Life. And it's because, like, I spent a lot of my life, you know, being silent, you know, feeling like I didn't have a voice, that I wasn't valued, or that other people were more valuable than I was. And I was victimized a lot. So, you know, I flipped that thing.
That's right.
You know,
flip that script. Well, listen, we're going to pause very quickly. I'm going to have a quick announcement here. And
okay.
Then Then we'll come right back and we'll continue here with maybe you're giving someone an advice on how they can get from there to where you have come to find yourself. Sounds like you have some resources for them and maybe some other thoughts. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with Joanne Meekins.
If you can't calm the waters, learn to ride the waves. Life with its ups and downs and trials and tribulations can hit us hard, so hard that we lose our way. The world feels hostile and cold. Come back to the space where you recognize your resources and your blessings. Journey in the now and into tomorrow. Embrace your grace. If you can't calm the waters, learn to ride the waves. Available now at Amazon.com or MotorVision.net.
We're back here with Joanne Meekins, who enlightens, encourages, and empowers women from Inspired for You Ministries. And before the break, Joe, you were telling us about the new you and how you are now a woman who is victorious and vocal, and you have living a vocal and victorious life. How did you get there? What would you say? What can you offer for the listener? Perhaps in the form of your resources and anything else you'd like to add.
I tell you, I've been gifted to write, and I've been writing for years, and I'm the author of 6 books. And like I said, everything that I write is based out of experience, my own personal experience or experiences of others that have been connected to me. And so I just recently completed a 3-volume series called Living a Vocal Value and Victorious Life. And they have truths and tools and techniques on how to live that way. And it's a mix of a collection of my articles and my poetry. So the first book is how to uncover, heal, and release painful life experiences. And that one focuses on, you know, healing through forgiveness and self-discovery. And it has it's all of the books not only give you the tools and the techniques and stuff, but like the second half of the book, and they're easy reading, they're not big books. I share how I did it, you know, through, I share personal experiences of what I did and what I was going through at the time that I used those techniques. So that's the first volume. The second volume is how to press forward and shift to a higher level. And that one, it's about living on purpose and doing what you love in spite of the fear, facing that fear and doing it anyway, you know, trusting in God. And so there's a lot of good things in there. And then the third volume is how to know God better and love yourself more. And that's about understanding God's ways and his great love that he has for us and showing you ways on how to love yourself better and do self-care. Now, my first two books, they're poetry books, they're inspirational poetry books. And the first one is On Solid Ground Poetry, which is inspirational poetry for all occasions. And so everything I write is biblically based, and I have a scripture reference for everything. And it empowers you with words of support and encouragement for no matter what it is, whether you're celebrating somebody or, you know, in sorrow about, you know, them their home going or the challenges. It has a lot of information in there about that. And then for such a time as this, those are like some of my favorite scriptures and sermons and Bible characters and healing things that are poetically narrated. And then I did a publishing book because I published 5 of my 6 books, the last 5 of my books, and I published them on my own, and I decided to teach others how to do it, so I created a step-by-step guide with pictures and everything, 8.5 by 11, and it will show you from opening up the account to getting your proof copies and counting up your royalty debt. So it empowers all people to publish their own work and have control and generate income. You know, so
well,
I
may have a couple of questions about that. In a moment, folks, I'll open up the lines. I see 7280. I see 2217. Yeah, I'll call on you in a moment. Not sure if you have questions or if you're just enjoying the show. But we do see you. We do see you, and I know those numbers too. So if you're saying that the person can go to 4U Ministries website.
Inspired for you.
Yes, inspired for you. And they can see and access these resources.
Yes.
Correct?
Yes, inspiredforyouministries.com, and that's with the number 4 and the letter U. And everything is there. I have, you know, package, you know, prices, everything. They can see my books. They can see my speaking videos, and everything is right there. But there is you know, there is something I would like to speak into the hearts of those who are listening. And I have like 5 action principles that are really quick to say. You know, these are key principles that I use just for me. And so, number 1, when you are faced with a crisis, the unpleasant or the unexpected, breathe deeply to compose yourself and gather your thoughts. Then respond in faith and love instead of reacting in fear or anger. Remember, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. It's a spiritual thing. Number 2, always practice love, forgiveness, and gratitude. Love increases and is magnetized when you become the love you seek and that God is. There is freedom in forgiveness, and you must forgive to be forgiven. And a grateful spirit stirs up joy in the soul when everything gives thanks. Not for everything, but in everything, look for that silver lining. Number 3, decide to live on purpose, using your God-given gifts to bless others. Trust God to order your steps and perfect those things concerning you. He promises to work all things together for your good and give you a hope and prosperous future. Number 4, tell your truth out loud. This is my favorite. When you do, it takes the power away from other people and breaks any shame or pain attached. And you give others permission and power to do the same. And number 5, remember you are who God says you are, wonderfully made in his image and of royal blood. You matter and are extremely valuable. And you were created with a purpose to make a difference right where you are, using what you have. And you have everything you need.
Woo! I don't think they have questions anymore. I don't know. Maybe we powerful. Thank you. Listen, 2217, you're on the air if you have a question or a comment.
Hi. This is Christina.
Hello, yeah. Christina. Go ahead.
I'm definitely enjoying the show tonight. Everything that you touched on, honestly, is probably a lot of things that most people, specifically women, go through, especially when you were speaking about, you know, finding your voice and, you know, feeling kind of having that inferiority complex, so to speak. And, you know, just to hear you get to where you are now, you know, it's just awesome because I, you know, even me being a female myself, I went through that all through from, you know, high school, junior high school, and even a little bit through college. And it honestly wasn't until probably recently when I came into, and I'm still coming into my own. So it's definitely wonderful to hear that. And just to hear those last words of encouragement that you just left was definitely monumental. And I'm just grateful for, you know, the listening in.
Well, we sure are glad to have you do that, by the way, Christina. And I from what I see of you, you are rapidly reaching great, great heights. I want to congratulate you for your courageousness and encourage
you
to continue staying in the journey.
Yes, I sure will.
All right, then. And now we have 7280. That's got to be Dr. Mom. Hello there.
Hello.
Hi.
Well, thank you for tuning in. Do you have a comment for Joanne?
Joanne, I just wanted to congratulate her on her success. It was stunning to hear all of the things she has done. I have no idea what age bracket she's in, but that's a phenomenal success. The amount of publishing, the words, the thoughts that she published, but
amen.
The titles, be pursuing it. So thank you.
Yeah,
thank
well, thank you.
You.
Go ahead, Joanne.
Yes, no, I was going to say thank you. You know, I was telling Clifton how much I, you know, admire you and the support that you give to this program. You know, I've listened to a few of the broadcasts, and, you know, I've just enjoyed your energy and being there. And I'm so glad that you, you know, chimed in on this one as well. So thank you so much. And for the record, I am 54 years old.
Oh, my.
Go on, girl.
And
go on, girl.
Very so happy that Cliff has introduced you and your philosophy in my realm. So I'm pleased to hear it, and I will be getting in touch with your literature. There are 5 books.
Yes.
I have volumes 1 through 3.
We
right?
will get on that webpage and get the rest of this on here because you got articles and videos, CDs, DVDs.
Yeah, we need
She's
to
all
hear
about
her
website.
Her site again, please. InspiredForYou.com, is that right?
Inspired for you. InspiredForYou, the number 4, the letter U, ministries.com.
Okay, good. I wanted you to spell that out.
Fantastic. I tell you what, you continue to enlighten and inspire and encourage, just as you set out to do. Joanne, if someone wants to reach you, you have a face. I know you're all over Facebook and all, but tell them other ways, in addition to the website, how to reach you.
Well, I am. Have a Google Plus account. I have a Twitter account. I have. I'm on Facebook, and I'm on LinkedIn. So you can find me all those ways, and all of those links are on my website. So if you go to my website, you can find my blog, you can find my newsletter, you can find all my social media links. So I'm all over the place, and you can and I have a YouTube channel as well.
Okay, and all that is under your name, Joanne Meekins, or under Inspired For You?
Yes, everything is under Joanne Meekins, except for Twitter is Inspired For You Poet.
Okay. Well, let me tell you this and announce to the audience that if you are planners and you're ready for a cruise, then you don't want to snooze what's coming up February. Super Bowl Sunday, I think, was going to be the kickoff, but certainly stay in touch. Go to MajesticFootball.com and learn about the cruise. A 7-day cruise for less than $100 a day. That's right, less than $100 a day. Go to MajesticFootball.com. Then, once again, I want to say to you, Joe, please continue to be the blessing that you are in the world. I was excited to see that you joined the Facebook group, Joyfully Getting From Here to There. I want to invite the listening audience to find Joanne and other very powerful human beings, very heartful human beings, at Joyfully Getting From Here to There on Facebook, and encourage you to listen to their other shows on blogtalkradio.com/leverageme2 and go to my YouTube channel, leverageme2. Joanne can be found at Joanne Meekins on Facebook, on LinkedIn, on Google+, on YouTube. And just do a quick search and connect. Go to her website, inspiredforyouministries.com. This is Cliff McKnight saying, if you can't calm the waters, learn to have learn to ride the waves. Have a great, great day.
From vision to decision. Yeah. Whether it's your dawn or
your
sunset.
Thank you again. We will stay tight.
Even when you've worked really hard, you've done all the right things. Sometimes, when you least expect it, things begin to fall apart. How are you going to deal with this?